in some gay pervert's trailer.
No, it's probably in like a coffee shop.
It's in a gay pervert's trailer right now.
I'll tell you, there were more girls in this class than there were guys.
Weird. Holy cow.
I bet you it's hanging in like an artsy coffee shop.
Oh, for sure.
With like a license plate next to it. Like,
yeah,
and Christmas lights.
Oh.
It says underneath it just says, get some.
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't.
You were a nude model.
I only did it one time.
How much did it pay?
It was a lot of money.
It's like $7.
Yeah, it was like $7. At the time, I think it was like $150 or something.
Yeah, they pay pretty well.
Oh my God.
Oh my
gosh. How long did you stand there, nudie?
Oh, it was not long. It ended up being...
No, I know that, but
no,
how long
it was
did
long.
You stand?
Jumping rope for a while. God, I want to say it was like 20 minutes, 25 minutes. It wasn't long.
That's
it was like
quick.
25 minutes. Yeah.
I'd do that for $125.
Would you?
You break $125 out, I'll stand nude. I'll do that pose for 20 minutes.
I was in the phase where I was like, I don't care. I'll
you
do
got
it.
120 in your wallet? I'll
you,
do it right now.
You say things, Woods, and you would never do it.
Oh, please don't attempt. Stop, Woods.
Here it
Stop.
Comes. Here it
no,
comes.
Don't, Stop. don't. Don't.
Stop it.
Don't.
Creep. Do it. Do
no.
it.
No. Do it. For 125?
What are you, a prostitute now?
Allegedly.
He's been called worse.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
M1 Chris from Oceanside has a haiku for Woods.
Hey, okay. What's up, you guys?
How you doing?
Yeah, real quick, I just got to say, Jay, dude, I remember off the air I told you you're my hero, but dude, what have you not done?
Right.
Seriously. I've got a lot of jobs.
I mean, seriously, what have you not done?
It's silly, really. When
he's been a male escort at some point.
No,
I guarantee you.
No.
I guarantee, he's been paid for intercourse. I guarantee you. Somebody
oh, wow.
I did it for
him.
Free.
Oh, wow.
Somebody has paid him for intercourse.
It was free.
One of these days, I got to ask a lot more questions off the air. Okay, yeah, so here's my haiku. Running down the hall, Woodsy found koi pond in pants. So embarrassing.
That's
great.
It works.
Woodsy, I love you. But hey, I got to give one back to you, Cubby. Remember when you went to the racetrack and the Cougars were hitting on you?
They weren't hitting on me.
No, yeah, it was vice versa, but yeah.
And I wasn't hitting on them.
Okay, but you were eating it up, weren't you, though, big guy?
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, he was.
Sure, and they were eating up his zucchini spears.
And that's all he has to offer us is a zucchini spear. Here's my cornichon.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry. I'm
no,
sorry,
well.
Buddy. Come on. It's a safe place.
I know.
What happened?
It's a safe tree.
We're in a safe place. Do you want to hear the haiku from the Del Mar day?
Please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cougar's on the prowl. He ate it up like candy. Cubby wore a suit.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
All right.
I well like
done.
It.
Hey, well
you guys,
done.
You know I'm going to be calling back throughout the show.
So oh, yeah, you are.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
You know L.O.B., love you, girl.
Love you, Chris.
Thank Bye. You.
Zucchini spears. Line of the day.
We have to find Adele. Do we know if Adele is in the building?
Adele.
It's Adele.
It's Adele. I'll
hunt her down.
Yeah. And is Andrea here yet?
She called. She got lost. But she's close.
Okay. And we got to wait for Sienna to finish pumping. Pumpers like to pump.
Pumpers really need to pump.
Yeah. Pumpers need pumping. Pumpers like to pump.
How's my ear look?
Looks bloody.
Look. Yes.
Is it better?
Oh, yeah.
It's like purple.
That's killer. Pumpers like to pump. Pumpers need to pump. Pumpers need pumping. Fred Sox just got Bobby Jenks, by the way. Unbelievable.
What?
Red Sox
I'm
just
old
got
woman.
Bobby Jenks in their bullpen. Ridiculous. They're signing everybody. They're the new Yankees.
Yeah, are the Yankees doing anything?
No. They got Mark Pryor, who hadn't pitched since 06.
Killer. Look at the fun bags on that horse's helmet.
Bobby Jenks.
Ooh, it's a lady.
You're going to make your butt go in there now with her.
I want to squeeze him.
Well, because you have big jugs.
I'm talking about.
Is it hotter in here?
I know, it's always cold.
So hot.
It's getting cooler now.
Is it?
I feel it. I'm right below the vent.
Yum, yum, yum.
I love you. Do you love me?
Oh, I hope other mother calls in.
Yeah.
Ain't those tumblers better than pumpers? Pumblers, tumblers, pumblers.
All right, and now a person from India singing We Will Rock You.
Buddy, your boy make a big nice playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. You big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Sing it. We will rock you.
Will we?
We will rock you. Buddy, a young man, hard man, setting in the state, gonna take on the world someday. Fred. You got bread on your face, you big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. we will rock you. Singing. We will rock you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We will rock you.
Mm-hmm. Buddy, you're a ying man.
Ying man.
You've got bread on your face.
Bread on your face.
570-1949 is our number if you want to give us a call. Don't forget, go out and get Waterworld and Dirty Dancing while you can.
Mm-hmm.
How many hours till those movies?
Well, we got 10 hours.
10 hours, yeah.
10 hours till they start.
Be a lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
I feel great.
I'm getting there. I feel great, but I feel like I'm getting loopy a little.
I was doing good, and then I found out that Jay used to do nude.
I don't know why you guys are at all surprised.
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised, but then again, I'm like, it's Jay. He's like, oh, yeah, I used to catch lobsters in Maine. I'm like, what?
Yeah, Doug Grace. So what?
Yeah, dude.
Hey, it's a new model. I'm on Telewagger out. What?
Does Kim know?
Yeah, as a gold miner. And?
Yeah, the only one I haven't told is Jasper.
Does Kim know? Jasper don't know yet, but I'll tell him when he's 18.
Yeah, when he turns 18, I'll tell him.
Does Kim know that you did nudes? Did you say that? Did I miss it?
Of course she knows.
She knows.
Does she like it?
That's how I met her.
She was a painter.
It was photography.
She did finger paint at the time.
Oh, it was photography. Even worse.
It was photography?
It's not like an impression of Jay out there.
No, but it's all about the lighting and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Wait.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
Photography.
Hang on. So there were there guys in the class?
Just a couple. It was mainly girls.
Mike. So you would get naked.
I got naked.
You got naked.
Naked.
All right, you would get naked.
Uh-huh.
Naked.
And you'd put your toga on, right?
It was more of a sheet, but you could call it a toga. Right.
So just to review, you'd get naked.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd drape a sheet over yourself.
Yep. Do you want me to show you?
No.
Yes.
No, I don't. And then I guess someone would like set their f-stop. Right, and they'd get the right aperture and the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would say, can you just turn just a little to the right?
They just basically, I would just pose. They wouldn't tell me to move around. They would do their lights.
Yeah.
Show me again.
You standing or sitting, Jay?
Standing.
Look at that.
That's a feminine stance. It's a feminine stance.
Would your face be turned towards them?
Yeah, I could kind of turn my head a little bit towards the camera, but it was not a lot of face shots going on.
Did you just give a Mona Lisa hint of a smile?
Yeah, just a kind of a little bit of something.
Yeah. Just a hint.
Just a hint. I'd give a little glint in my eye.
Yeah.
Like I knew what was going on, but.
That is unbelievable. We learned something new about you. Every day.
Is it really that big a deal? I mean,
I'm not personally that surprised, but it is not something that most people do.
Well, obviously I've done it, but most people don't.
But you were more like Rose from the Titanic. Like you were like laid out.
I would lay on the couch.
With your Lord of the Rings pendant on.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
For a mink stole.
We got somebody calling in about this, direct from Vaughn's Isle 9. This is Fruitcake.
Ah. Yes, hello. Happy Mikey-thon.
Hi, Fruitcake.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm on my cell. I was calling about Jay's nude modeling. I don't see that there's anything wrong with it at all.
Thank you, Fruitcake.
You're welcome, Jay. Are you going to swing by today? And I do mean swing.
No,
are you interested in any fruitcake?
No, I've I've had a little fruitcake in my life, and I didn't like it.
Who even, like, I'm sorry, fruitcake, but does anybody buy you anymore?
Yes, not me particularly, but I have friends, and I guess you'd call them partners, that get bought all the time.
Oh. Fruitcake, you've been in aisle 9 now for a long time.
Since 1973.
I thought I saw you at Costco the other day.
There are fruitcakes all over San Diego that are readily available for purchase for Christmas.
Yeah.
In the holiday season.
If you don't celebrate
Christmas, LOB, Kwanzaa, yes.
Right. Well, I thought I saw you at like a party the other night.
Yes. I usually get left on the table by myself. Nobody touches me, and I want to be touched and eaten, and I don't get that opportunity very often.
Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, let's. So what's going on? Do you have any questions for me?
Every time you call, Fruitcake, you call us, and then you ask me, do you have any questions for me?
Well, I like you, Mike. I like you a lot.
It's nice. Appreciate it.
You're a handsome man, and I think that I would be great in your mouth. But, I mean, it's just how it is.
Maybe let's go back to...
I'm delicious.
Fruitcake got hung up on.
I just hung up on Fruitcake because, you know.
He's getting inappropriate.
He's an idiot.
The entendres were just, you know...
You know, he is just
and I'm the blatant one.
He is one stupid fruitcake.
Yeah, he's a dumb cake. He should be called dumb cake.
He should be called dumb sponge cake or something like that.
What happened?
Angel's dumb cake.
Angel's dumb cake.
What happened?
Is what he should be called.
Yeah, fruitcake called in and got weird.
Yeah, we got disconnected or something.
Did he get dumped?
No, he just got disconnected. Oh. I don't know what happened. Lost the line and his cell must have cut out.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't pay his bill.
He's probably calling from the iPhone.
That's true.
It's probably just, it didn't work. I can't wait until...
Fruitcake calls again?
Yeah. Can't wait till Fruitcake calls again. Also can't wait till the face painter gets down here.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Fake bit.
I don't know. She seemed pretty real.
Did she?
I bet she was fake.
I bet it was like, kind of like our parade this morning.
That was the real deal. One.
You ever have a fake parade?
One car is not fake. That's real.
That was the worst showing.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Worst showing.
It's all right. We'll try to break that record tonight.
Yeah.
Six. You guys better outdo yourselves.
That's right.
If we get at least two cars
we've doubled our output for the day. So Sienna brought this up the other day. And I wanted to throw this out there to M1s and see if anybody has something that they can contribute to it. And that is, what have you taken a picture of that's really weird? And I'm not talking sexual. I mean, is there anything on your iPhone or on your smartphone that's just really weird? I have a picture on my iPhone of a toilet, a public toilet. And it's filthy. And I took a picture of it because I considered sending, I don't want to say where it's from, but I considered sending it to the corporate office and writing a letter and saying, hey, listen, this is the condition of this company's, you know, restroom facilities. And I think it's inappropriate and wrong.
I have a pretty gross picture. I went to Woodstock in 94.
Mm-hmm.
And they were once again under set up for the capacity of people that were going to come.
Mm-hmm.
So they had porta-cans.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first day, every single porta-can was completely full.
Oh.
I mean, completely full.
Oh, wow.
To the point where I thought, I've got to have a picture of that.
Ow.
Oh, wow. And you did.
And you did.
Oh,
and I did.
Wow. Woods, do you have a weird picture?
Yep.
What is it?
Oh, boy.
Can you say?
Nope.
Oh, Woods.
Let's see.
Oh, boy.
How many pictures do you have?
A few.
Oh, man. What kind of things are he up to?
I had a picture of this, like, creepy doll that I took in a thrift store, and I sent it to you, Mike.
Yeah.
It was, like, the creepiest doll, and I was showing someone a picture of my niece.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, a million pictures of my two nieces on my phone. They're scrolling through, and they're like, what the heck is that?
That's so
weirdo.
Creepy. Yeah. Like, why do you have that?
It was, like, an old clown-looking doll.
Woods didn't have anything.
Woods.
Honey, do you have weird pictures on your phone? It was just strange things. No, she's like, yeah, I'm completely normal.
I have a picture of a guy with a Yorkie tattoo on his belly. Don't touch my phone, though.
Oh, boy.
You urinated on yourself earlier, and you're chastising me.
Yeah. I think he's saying don't touch my phone because if you go left or right, you might not be happy with what you find.
Exactly.
What's in
Kid's
there?
A creep.
Yeah, what do you do?
I took a picture of something as proof of something.
Well, oh boy.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
For you. Don't you ever send that to me.
I'll just email it to you.
Don't email it and don't send it. Don't email it. Don't send it.
Did I show it to you?
No.
I wanted to prove you wrong.
No. Yeah, that's such a creepy. I don't want to see whatever it is. I don't want to see it. I don't.
Don't you?
Dude, I'm telling you, if I saw a picture of that on your phone, I might. I'll either cry or I'll have a mental breakdown.
Okay.
Or I'll have just a heart attack, a regular breakdown.
I'll show it to you.
I do not.
You didn't believe me, and I wanted to prove it.
That's fine, but I don't want to see it on your cell phone.
I'll show it to you.
Nope.
Come on.
No.
No.
Have we found Adele?
I haven't looked for her.
All right. We got to find Adele.
I'll show you.
I don't want to see it, Woods.
Don't you? No. Ella made yours?
No, I don't. I already know enough.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Sure.
Would...
Sienna took a picture of her new baby Sage's first poop.
That's filthy.
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of mommies did that.
That's filthy.
Yeah, well, Rebecca saved our baby's umbilical cords. Yes.
And their umbilical cords.
I'm going to play that game, huh?
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh. Sienna saved her baby's umbilical cord, too.
Jay ate his kid's placenta, so nobody
knew. No, he did not.
No, he wanted to. He watered a tree with it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Planted it.
M1 Gill from PB.
Hi, I got a pretty gross thing that I took a picture of. I was at my place of employment, which I won't speak of. And they, in the freezer, one of the cooks found a bunch of like ciabatta-style bread that was so moldy. It was green and it looked like mint-flavored ciabatta bread.
Really?
Oh, filthy.
Yeah. And you took a picture of it?
I took a picture of it.
Ugh. Yeah, I think we all have something. Guys. We've all got something weird. Some cell phone picture that's weird.
Mine's real weird.
All right, thank you. You got a picture of Sagey's poop?
I do.
It's disgusting.
Her first one.
Yeah.
It was hilarious because baby's first ones are.
I'm
not showing it, by the way. I don't know. Rebecca's showing Mike something.
She's showing me. It's filthy.
Is that your surgery?
No, it's her getting blood drawn. It's horrible. Oh, that makes me so woozy. I can get tattoos all day long. I can't get my blood drawn. Skeeves me out to no end. It makes me so uncomfortable. I don't like needles.
No one likes them, but there's
some people don't care. Yeah, some people don't care.
Some people do, yeah.
Yeah, some people don't care. Rebecca didn't care.
Robert Downey Jr. used to love needles, mm-hmm. but not anymore.
I just can't look at them. You know, when they draw blood, I just look away.
Let's see.
Woods, was that you that walked in on me while I was pumping?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I was like, don't come in, don't come in.
M1 Mac. I've never seen before.
M1 Mac from Point Loma.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I've got a picture of one of the freezer bins that they've got at supermarkets,
mm-hmm.
Like supermarkets that has the frost on the inside. And it looks like there's a face in the frost, a face that I could see at least. But everyone else that I show it to just doesn't see the face. But then I have people who are just looking through my pictures and wonder why I've got a picture of a freezer.
Yeah, L.O.B. thought she saw Jesus in her shower tile.
Yes, it's because you were taking mescaline, but it's, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, you were smoking peyote and listening to the Doors, but hey.
I believe him.
Do?
Yep.
I want to see the picture.
All right. Yeah, send it to us.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Yeah, we got to get Lauren in here so we could ask her about that tile. Nobody sees it, by the way.
No.
She took a picture of it. She showed it to all of us. She's like, can you see Jesus in the tile?
I never saw it.
You didn't see it?
No.
Is she ever loopy in the morning?
Yeah, I know it.
Every day.
Where'd she go?
I think she just took it to the house.
Did she? She's like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Bathroom, probably. Yeah.
She's like, I'm bored, you know? 570-1949, you got a weird picture? Huh? Some kind of strange picture on your phone? I also have a list of the worst ways to propose. Do you have it, Sienna?
Oh, yeah. No.
LOB's the holder of the stuff now?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me update people on how much money have we raised. Nice. $2,522. Very nice. $2,522. If you want to donate, go to MikeyShow.com and get on that. We would love for you to donate.
And donate.
That's right. What did I say?
We want you to get on that.
LOB, yeah. Do you remember when you thought that you saw Jesus in your tile?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you took a picture of it. None of us saw it.
Oh, yeah.
None of us
I have it on my computer. I told Matt, because I tried to show him the other day, mm-hmm. I'm going
to
print it out and draw on it.
You're
so you guys
trace
can
it.
See
I
want to
see it.
About.
I never yeah. saw it.
Could be a crackhead.
Could be a crackhead. That's the thing.
Now, I hadn't slept at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that was part of it.
Yeah.
I was a little crazy.
Five worst ways to pop the question. Don't propose in public. Hate that bit.
My friend got engaged in the middle of Grand Central Station.
Oh, boy. Are you serious?
Yeah. She loved it. That's it would be my nightmare.
Me too.
So what? He got down on one knee while everybody was walking by and everything?
Oh, yep.
Uh-huh. Not a fan.
One, two, three, all
she's
eyes
an,
on me.
She's an actress, oh, though, so she likes attention and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And there was, like, Girl Scouts standing there like, oh, and she loved it.
She would have been so bummed. If no one applauded. Can right. you imagine if a guy gets down on his knees in Grand Central Station and he does this big thing and no one notices? And she goes, she's looking around, she's like, yes, yes,
did
I
you
do.
Hear me?
Yes, I
love
will.
This woman.
I love you and I will. And no one pays attention. No. Everyone just, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I say yes to your proposal.
Did you guys
he
see that?
Me and I said yes.
He loves me. I love him. You guys.
You guys.
Wait, don't stand up yet. Stay on your knee.
Hang on a minute. And I say yes. Effers, hey, yes. I will marry him.
Effers.
No one pays attention. It's great.
What? Can I guess one?
Yeah.
Sporting event.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, it's
oh,
like
that's pub. That public. Counts as public.
Yeah, like the, you know, Jumbotron bit.
Okay.
Oh,
I didn't know that went into that category. I'll mm-hmm. just go myself.
Number two. Don't propose by putting the ring in food.
Oh, I'm one
oh,
hawk.
People eat it.
Why would anyone do that?
I'm one hawk.
Your dad?
Yes. In a cake. In a cake. Top of the cake. Mom thought it was decoration.
Isn't it all full of frosting and stuff?
I think so.
Oh, oh my gosh. That would get on my nerves.
She liked it? She liked it.
Yes.
It
she
did. All massive. Over the diamond.
It was massive. So she's like, I don't
so then you,
you
have
put
to,
it in turd. I don't
you
care.
Put
it's
it
badass.
On your finger after it's covered in icing.
Or you lick it. That.
It's a nightmare.
You lick it clean.
Would you ever do that?
No. Of course, I had 17 Captain Cokes when I did it, but
I would be
that
so
was just,
bummed.
That was just me.
I
if you were my wife, I know.
Sparkles.
She's bummed.
Woods had no plan to propose. He was drunk. And
I'm a romantic.
You know what? I love you and you love me. Let's just stop doing all this.
He was just
I,
going with
we
it.
We weren't even dating.
Well, they had dated before.
They broke
they were
up.
On a
we,
break.
Broke, we were on a break.
On a break.
And I was like, you know, we belong together, man.
Woman.
We belong together.
Man.
Oh, wow.
And she looked at me, she's like, I agree. And I go, but it just doesn't work when we date. We should just get married. And look at us, 3 years later, happier than we've ever been. And
hey.
I got to tell you, she's been out of town for a week. She's coming home today. It's like when I first met her. That's how I feel.
That's
I'm
great.
So excited to see her face. That's I miss great. Her. So much.
Because I'm telling you, if I were your friend back then, I would have gone, what's the matter with you? This is the worst
let's
thing.
Not, let's not fast forward to how happy and sentimental you are now. Let's go back to your lame proposal.
I would
yeah,
have.
Yeah, it was lame.
I would have been like, are you crazy? You were drunk and.
Well, here's the deal. One of my friends, a gentleman which you know, by the way. Mike,
Mark Malman?
Yes, said to me, he called me and he goes, I really want to have a conversation with you about what you did. And I said, okay. And then he called me back and goes, you know what? It's none of my business.
True story.
Hey, Jay, are you...
Jay's trying to help you. He's trying to open some beef jerky.
Are you sure? I thought he was opening Christmas presents.
But he called me back and he goes, you know what, pal? It's none of my business. Best of luck.
Face painter's here.
No. Yeah.
BS. Yeah. Mm, she's setting up. She's got a big set of gear.
She's here quick.
All right. Well, let's do the female panel. Who you got for me? I got my friend Andrea's here.
Andrea and Jennifer.
And Jennifer. Okay. So, Woodsy.
Hi.
You got to
hit the road, Jack.
I got to go sit between those two blondes. All right.
Why don't those two blondes are coming over here.
Woodsy's going to go get face painted.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll go get face painted.
Yeah, Woodsy.
Yeah, we'll go get face painted while you
Woodsy,
guys are working.
You go get avatared.
We need a chair.
You go get avatared. All right, here's how we're going to do this.
Oh, that one that says stuff on it.
My friend Andrew is here. And Jennifer?
Hi.
Now, Jennifer.
Hi. What's going on?
Jennifer wrote us, and so let me got to have you introduce yourself, Jennifer, and tell everybody. Pull that microphone down. Now, ladies, I got to tell you, this is how close you got to be from that mic.
All right.
You got to have the mic this close.
I think we might have an off mic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one needs to be turned on.
There we go.
I feel like Talladega Nights.
There you go.
You guys can put your headphones on and you'll hear yourself. Uh-oh.
And if you need to adjust the volume, you can adjust the volume right. There should be, let's follow that cord. There's a volume adjustment. All right.
Not bad.
Jennifer.
Yes.
We've met.
We have.
Where did we meet?
Starbucks. I was doing marketing for Starbucks, and I came on somewhere else.
That's right.
Yes, and you were always so nice and fantastic, so it gave me confidence.
That's right.
Email you, so.
That's right.
Thank you for responding.
You bet. Now, Jennifer, you do an advice column or something?
Yeah, essentially kind of like that, a blog, Note to You, Little Sister. And I started it about, almost like 6 or 7 months ago.
Okay.
Kind of a tribute to my little sister, but more a way for women to really tell it how it is and not that fluffy. You know, you look at advice books and columns and it's like, oh, my God. And it wants you to get proposed in public, for God's sake. Like, that's what they tell you to do.
Right.
And so it was more to kind of tell it how it is and real advice, stuff your big sister would tell you.
There you go. All right. Well, you're going to get, here's what we're going to do. This segment is called Ask the Girls. Sienna's 25. Jennifer, how old are you?
I'm 25, too. 28.
So we have, this is perfect because it's pretty much the core audience that we have of men. Sienna is 25. Jennifer's 28. My friend Andrew is 29. Ella B's 30.
That's great. I'm the old bat.
You look incredible. I would have thought, I was thinking 22.
Thanks,
was
be, guys. I mean, girls.
Andrea, Andrea, I need to pull this microphone, and what you got to do is it has to be one length away like this. Everybody got that? There you go. Perfect. That's how close. That's how close it's got to be. Okay, so what we'll do is we will open the phones up, and it's only men. As the only people that can call in is men. Women are not allowed to call during this segment. Now, it's called Ask the Ladies, and the reason it's Ask the Ladies is because we do a segment on the show called Ask the Dudes, where we only let women call in. And the deal is that they get to ask us whatever they want, but they have to know it going in that we're going to give them real answers. We're not just going to sugarcoat it. You know, if they ask us a question, we're going to give them the real answer. Same with you guys. You're going to give these guys the real answer. And so if the question is, and it's an adult show, we appeal to men between 18 and 34. If the question is, does size matter? You guys are going to answer that question honorably and honestly. If the question is, listen, why does my wife ask me if she looks good in those jeans, if she's only going to get mad when I give her an honest answer, you guys are going to answer these questions. Okay. So again, we have Sienna, she's 25, Jennifer's 28, Andrea's 29, and Ella B is 30. Call us right now, 570-1949, guys only. Ask questions that have confused you about women. Ask questions about Christmas. You know, here we are at Christmas, you go, listen, I got a girlfriend. She's 27. We've been dating for this long. I have no clue what to get her. These ladies will help you out with that. Let's say that you're the type of guy that has no idea what is appropriate with jewelry. You call. You ask these ladies.
I can help you out with it. Hello. You may not like it.
All you ladies are from San Diego, have lived in San Diego for a while. Well, you're not from here, all of you, originally, but you've lived in San Diego for a while. And so if a guy calls in and he says, I need to know a place that I'm going to take a girl that she is going to flip out, you ladies can answer that. So call us right now. 570-1949 is the number. It's interesting for me because I'm a 40-year-old dude, 40-year-old guy. So I, you know, I love hearing this stuff. Okay, M1 Micah. Good one to start with. M1 Micah from OB. What is your question?
Why do women always go for the jerks and never go for the nice guy?
Yes.
Andrea, why do women go for the jerks and not the nice guy?
You know, I don't know. I think part of it is maybe self-esteem issues, right? And I think a lot of girls don't feel confident enough about themselves. They don't feel good, and they want a guy that's going to mimic that for them and kind of mirror that, you know?
Mm-hmm. L.O.B.?
I think that we like the chase a little bit. And so if it's too easy for us and just there on a platter, then it's like, oh, well, that's no fun. So I think, you know, girls are guilty of doing that too. They just kind of, if it were just easy to get the guy, then he wouldn't have that certain something that felt like, oh, I just have to have it.
Sienna.
You always want what you can't have.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
How about you, Jennifer?
The good guys do not know how to sell themselves. And the jerks know how act like they're the big dog on the block, and they have the egos and the confidence that we're attracted to. But the good boys need to learn how to sell yourself more.
Yeah. And another thing, too, is that you kind of always want to think that you're the one that can change the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, you know, well, I don't know, you want to change them so that they fall and they change for you, you know? Like, you're the one that did that to
them. That's true.
Yeah, I think we have a kind of obsession with fixing people, men, especially.
Yes,
absolutely.
I got to ask my wife, because I think to myself, I was bad. What got you hanging on to me?
You know, there were a lot of qualities that you had that I just really fell in love with. You know, your sense of humor, your intellect. I felt like in a lot of ways we had a lot in common. Sometimes even the bad stuff, too.
Yeah.
But I definitely agree with the girls, what they said, you know.
Did you think you could fix me?
Yeah, I mean, alcoholic dad, abandoner, you know. It's really not a coincidence, I don't think, that I ended up dating somebody who was an alcoholic, and we broke up every, you know, other week, which is kind of a form of abandonment, you know, and I just don't think it was a mistake.
Because I'd break up with her, too.
Coincidence, yeah.
Which was, you know, I'm sure kind of strange, because you weren't used to getting broken up with.
No. But it's interesting because everybody that I had dated before that, it's kind of like what Lauren said, you know, it was in some ways almost too easy, and it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
Like it did dating you at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was just drawn to that.
Yeah, it was a piece of work.
But listen, really happy that you changed.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we'd be married now.
See, that is the thing, though. Like, I eventually changed, you know, but I'll tell you.
But you don't
get
over it once you change them. Like, you're like, you still love them, and you still want to be with them, and it's like, oh, like, look, they changed. It worked, you know?
You put all that work in.
Then you're like, all right, I'm golden now.
I was a whack job. I'm telling you,
it's almost like a thrill seek, though, because girls don't usually end up with the bad boys, you know? You kind of know that it's not going to end well.
Yeah. I don't know if this question is answerable, but we're going to give it a shot. M1 Aaron from OB.
So my question is, do women actually know that they're crazy, or is it something that just kind of happens?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. We know. We know we can't
tell. We don't tell you, but we know. We tell our friends.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm psycho. I know it. I'm psycho.
We call each other a lot. Like, how many text messages do you send your friend? Like, am I being crazy?
Yeah.
But he didn't call me in an hour. Like, he hates me, right? And then you have to have them text you back. Like, he doesn't hate you. Okay, I knew it. Thanks.
And most of the time, we don't even know what we want, you know? Like, we don't. And they're like, I can't read your mind. Well, I can't read my own mind either. So.
Sometimes while it's happening, I know that what I'm asking for is unreasonable and that I'm not making any sense. But I've already begun and I've got to just let it run its course.
And you have to pretend. Go back. You have to pretend like I know what I'm talking about, and I have a point. And what is the point? Yeah. But I have it.
But I have it, and I'll find it if you would just stop being an idiot. Yeah. You're too far in at that point. That's when you start fighting. You're like, why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? And then you don't remember what you started fighting about.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
We know.
Let's see. M1 Mr. Dodgeball from San Diego.
Hi, me and my girlfriend have been dating for a year now.
Hello, babe.
We're coming up on Christmas and then our anniversary is in January.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering which present should I make the bigger one? Should it be the Christmas present? She's really into Christmas, too, like tremendously.
Let's start with Jennifer.
Are you going to be with her family this Christmas or are you guys going to be alone?
I have three kids. I'm a single father of three. She's a wonderful woman who's taken me and my kids in, you know what I mean? And she's living with me now. And so we're going to be with my kids and everything. And so...
Then I would save the big gift for the anniversary. I was going to say, if you're going to be around her family and you want to make a big display, do it on Christmas if there's people around. But if it's you and your kids, you know, make it about let the kids enjoy their Christmas and make a nice romantic gesture come the anniversary. But do something thoughtful for Christmas, too, because as much as we say it doesn't matter, it totally matters.
Sienna?
I agree. Go big on the anniversary. But I do want to say, make sure you get her something from each of your kids.
See, I don't agree.
Why?
I would just like to ask. Now, there's two different types of girls. I don't even know when my anniversary is. I know around when it is. You know, we kind of, it depends on when you define when we like became, went steady, I guess. I have no idea.
Was there a date at which you said, hey, are you seeing anybody else?
No.
I'm not seeing anybody else either, so...
Mm-mm. I think I did that back, like, when I was younger and stuff. But some people, dates mean a lot to them. They're very sentimental. They hold on to that first date, and they've got a date in their mind. So if she's the type of person, has she referenced when your anniversary is a couple times?
Well, we both... It's funny, because we're kind of dating off and on, and we kind of actually picked our anniversary because we couldn't figure out when our anniversary was, when we actually started dating.
I did the same thing, Todd.
We picked a date and was like, okay, this is what it was. You know what I mean?
Did it seem like she was kind of pressing the issue? Like, when's our anniversary, babe?
Actually, we talked about it a lot here and there. Like,
probably cares.
She cares. She cares. She cares.
Yeah, do the anniversary for big.
Okay, then
I
have
for our anniversary. So, like, we won't be with the kids, my kids, during Christmas, but on the anniversary, we'll be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea, what should be the bigger gift?
I agree. Anniversary, for sure. Especially with Christmas and they have kids. So I think make Christmas about the kids and make the anniversary about her.
There you go.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Good luck.
You got it. M1, Philip from UC Berkeley is on the line.
Yeah. I was wondering that if I'm going shopping and it's kind of a special occasion, such as an anniversary, if I should bring my girlfriend with me to get intercourse related objects, or should I surprise her with them when she gets home?
That's a great question. I didn't hear it. I'll be honest.
You need to say it again because
wait.
What?
Wait. Hang on. Hang on.
Oh my God.
Woods just came in.
Sorry, Philip.
And is got his face painted like Avatar.
Oh my God.
Wow, dude. Wow.
It looks great, though.
It burns.
Does the paint hurt, really?
It's like gonorrhea on my face.
How would you know?
Have you seen yourself?
Wow.
I haven't.
Stage scare.
You look terrifying.
You haven't seen it? Go look in the mirror.
Wow.
Carry on.
Nope. No problem, man. I mean,
it's not at all distracting.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's really not what I expected.
Yeah. Pete looks like the scariest Avatar.
Imagine if Avatar wasn't sure if he was... Okay, imagine an Avatar was like, I'm a woman, but I think I'm trapped in a man's body. And so I'm not sure what I want to be.
Oh, wow.
And so Avatar became a transvestite.
Travatar.
He looks like a Travatar.
Yes, what?
He's a Travatar.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Wow squared.
Wow is one word.
Yeah. Wow.
That is appropriate in this situation.
Philip?
Philip?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's cool. So my question was, like, my girlfriend and I are 6 months. I'm sorry, not my girlfriend. My wife's anniversary is coming up, me and her.
How Whoa. Old are you?
Are we talking about the girlfriend
old?
Or the wife?
How old are you?
24.
Philip? Are you really 24? Philip?
What high school do you go to?
He hung up.
Oh.
It's okay.
I don't think Philip was 24.
It doesn't matter. You could be any age. He needs some guidance. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he was really 24.
He could have been.
He could have been. Okay. M1 Ramon from San Diego.
Hey, what's going on, Mikey?
Not too much. What's your question?
My question for the ladies is, why are my girlfriend's best friends such haters?
Haters on you?
Haters on, I guess, me, our relationship. If I may, I'll give you, a little back history. Our first date wasn't too great. Me and her, one of her friends actually hit it off more than... We're hitting it off better than me and her were. But, we've come full circle. Me and her, we've been together almost 2 years now. We have a baby together. We're going to have another baby. We just got married yesterday.
Congrats! So,
yeah, congratulations.
Wow.
But, every time she gets together with these quote-unquote best friends of hers, it's just, they're just... chugging the Gator, the
hatering. Right.
So does she come back and she's like, why don't you do this? Like stuff like that? Or?
She comes back and she's just like, whew. And I'm like, what was that about? She's like, oh, well, it was an okay, get together. The girls got together, but they were just, they had their opinions and the eye rolls. And I'm like, then why are they your best friends? I don't get it. Maybe they've been there in the past, but obviously, you're happy, I'm happy, why are they so, hating? They're just miserable.
Ladies, what do you guys think?
I would say your friends are going to want what's best for you, and they see guys come in and out, and they're not sure if a guy's going to stick around. The instinct is always to be like, oh, he better not hurt her, because they've probably seen their friend get hurt before. The fact that you guys are married and stuff... I think that maybe you should talk to your wife that if they're going to keep doing that kind of stuff that makes her doubt, the stability of your relationship and doubt what you bring to the relationship, I would just tell her to stop talking about your relationship with them.
Yeah, and it, as much as she might not want to admit it, it depends on what she's saying to them, because she might go to them and be like, oh my God, you guys, I really don't want to even have to say this, but the other day he was a total jerk, and they're gonna keep hearing the negative
and side with you.
Mm-hmm.
Side with her, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back to us being crazy is that we're taking that opportunity to vent. Mm-hmm. And when we're coming and saying all this stuff, it's like we're never gonna say, and to his defense, I was being kind of a be that day. It's usually like, let me paint out the worst things and get people to agree with me, the things that I'm mad about.
Totally.
But I think that it's lame that she's doing that. I don't know. I think that that's messed up.
Andrew, what do you think?
I think, yeah, it's probably really based on what she's saying. Yeah. I agree with that. I think that you kind of are going to go and tell them all the bad things he did or what he said or the way he acted. And like Elodie said, your friends want to look out for you and do what's best for you. And
I think now that you're married, she needs to have your back,
yes,
too. And not
absolutely.
Just be saying, he did this, he did this. Like, she needs to be able, if that is what's happening, to then say, but I did this, too. Like, mm-hmm. You can't just throw him under the bus.
And what he's doing is so not the norm. I mean, he said, we started in a bad way, but look, we're married, we got kids together.
Yeah.
At that point, he's made good. Stop talking bad about him.
Yeah.
No. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate
thanks
that.
Thanks for the advice.
You got it.
Congratulations on the wedding.
Yeah, congrats.
570-1949 is the deal. And what we're doing is ask the ladies. This is only guys who are allowed to call.
that avatar makeup on.
Oh man,
he's holding my baby now. Just
I have a
avatar.
Feeling she's gonna. This freak is gonna be her out.
Early memory.
She's gonna be scared of clowns forever now.
Oh, don't get paint on her.
Paint on her.
It doesn't come off. I mean, it doesn't come off my
face. It doesn't.
Yeah, soap and water. It will.
That is the funniest thing I've seen.
I look like the devil.
Yeah.
Look at this dork. Look,
how did you guys decide what Jay was getting?
Jay decided.
He gave himself something cool.
That's it?
He is a Batman, what? Like, symbol Batman. Over his eyes.
All he has is a Batman symbol on his eyes.
We should make him wash it off and be the Scarecrow.
I mean, you're not even going to get, like, white paint around it or something?
This is what she gave me. She asked him what he wanted, and that's what he told her.
Really?
Can I have, like,
why didn't he say, I want to be the Target dog? Just put a red...
Now you're talking.
Just red right around the eye.
I want to be a pirate. Just do
a
patch. Just a patch. Let's see. M1 Arthur from Chula Vista.
How's it going?
Good. What's your question?
I got another one runs along the crazy question.
Okay.
How is it one thing bad that I do is justifiable by, say, 30 days worth of my partner doing the pick?
Yeah, give us an example.
Well, my now ex-girlfriend, we stopped dating like 3 months ago, but this has always bugged me. She used to go out and drink every night and just hang out until... you know, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I got to get up in like 2 hours after that to go to work. I was working for 76 days in a row, went out one night, didn't come home until about 10 o'clock, and she flipping lost it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
just
that's typical.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds kind of, you
she
know.
She was looking like for guilty. A way out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely sounds atypical.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. M1 Dave from La Mesa.
Hey, guys. How are you? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, so my question is, the fact that women can't make up their mind, when you're watching a romantic movie or something like that, and then the guy does this grand dress gesture where the girl leaves him, and then he either stays at her house all night or he chases her to the airport, you know, you cry, and it's so romantic, it's so amazing. But then in real life, all of a sudden, he becomes the creep or the stalker. Yeah. When that happens, never works out that way.
What's your question?
Like, why is it different between the movies and real life if a guy does the same thing?
Okay. Now, are you talking like kind of a chick flick type of thing?
Exactly. Like, yeah. You bring up like the Notting Hill or things like that when the girl leaves and all of a sudden.
Okay, so you're saying, how come we can watch this chick flick? And all these grand gestures are going on in the chick flick. It's so cute. It's so romantic. It's so whatever. And then when I do it in real life, it's kind of dorky and I come off like a creep. Is that what you mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
The grand gesture usually really goes over well if you've messed up monumentally and you have to make up for it with a grand gesture.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Right.
But you also you need to be able to read your relationship too and know if the girl's going to like that or not. Some girls love it, some girls don't.
Yeah,
you know, you don't know what kind of girl, you know, you have to figure out what kind of girl you have.
And in the movies it's usually like something happened and then they ran off for an hour and came back and made this gesture. Like in real life, if we broke up and you show up on my front lawn, I'm going to call the cops.
Yeah.
Well, you may be too old for this, but do you remember the movie Tootsie? Dave?
No. Yeah,
you may not be old enough. But in the movie...
I don't either. Don't worry.
Probably nobody does.
I don't either.
Well, Dustin Hoffman, in the movie Tootsie, he can't find any work as an actor. So he decides he's going to dress up as a woman, and he got a job on a soap opera playing a woman. They didn't know he was a dude. He's playing a woman. Well... in the process of doing this, one of the other actresses, he kind of like really falls for her. But he's falling for her because he's like knows her. He's dressed like a woman.
And she thinks he's a woman.
They become like girlfriends. Oh, girlfriends. Wow. And so one of the things that she says to him as a girlfriend is she's like, you know, She goes, these guys, you know, why can't they do what happens in, like, the movies? And just, like, one of these days, why can't they just be honest and say, you know what? I think you're really attractive and really hot, and I'd just really like to take you home and have sex with you. She goes, that would be so refreshing. And so she meets him at a party where he's not dressed like a woman. It's him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like Dustin Hoffman, the dude.
A stranger to her.
A stranger to her.
Yeah.
And he knows this inside information. So they're out on the patio, and they're having a glass of wine. And he goes, you know what? I just have to say, you are one of the hottest women I've ever met. And I just want to take you home. And I just want to have sex. And he gets that far, and she takes his wine, and she goes, throws it in his face. And he's like, what? I thought that in the movie that's what you said, that's what you would. She didn't want that. Yeah. So a lot of times what happens in the movies is not really what the women want.
We romanticize it.
They romanticize it in the movie, but it's not really what they want in real life. LOB, is that your take too?
Yeah, I think so. And it's like you kind of, in the movies, it's set to this music, and then they end up happily ever after. So it's like, it seems like, you know,
it's cute.
Everything
movie.
Worked out.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, remember that you'll find someone who likes the type of stuff that you like. Like, look at Mikey and Rebecca with their Lord of the Rings weird necklace. Like, you can do, when you find the right person, you know, you can do anything, and she'll love it.
She's wearing it.
Yeah, Rebecca gave him a Lord of the Rings necklace, and Mikey cried because he loved it so much.
And I was drunk on wine.
Right.
But mostly because you loved it so much.
But just know,
and
you know.
I'm drunk on wine.
Because
and you're a nerd.
Because you try something with one girl, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that never do it again.
Right.
You know?
Like, yeah. Sienna, you said your friend got proposed to in Grand Central Station. I would shrivel up and be like, you're the worst. I can't believe you even thought I'd ever marry you.
You know, everyone is so different. So you just need to find someone who thinks on the same wavelength as you.
Yeah, when I proposed, I got lost in Lake Tahoe. So.
Yep.
That's sweet. There's nothing wrong with
that. So sweet.
That's actually a sweet story.
Yeah.
It's driving around trying to find a waterfall.
You were trying, and that's
see,
why
now that's
matters.
What makes it sweet, because it's endearing. Mm-hmm. But if you were like, here's this waterfall, baby, and I was here last week, and I planned it out, and...
Mm. Yeah, I got lost.
Don't you worry your pretty little face about it. You got it all worked out.
It's just like that. It's as if you were there. let's see. M1 Logan has got a great question from Claremont. Logan, go ahead.
All right, so I got one question.
Yeah.
Receding hairline. Mm. Should we shave it? Should we leave it? I mean, I'm looking at Bruce Willis, Jason Statham.
The Mikey?
Yeah, the Mikey.
Mikey did it.
Yeah. What are your guys' takes on that?
Shave it. Yeah, and I say try it. If you look fine, then you found a way to.
Nobody looks fine with receding.
You can sometimes. No. Sometimes I say try shaving it.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Why do they keep walking like this?
Oh my gosh!
You guys, we're trying to give serious advice.
Oh my gosh!
Keep coming in. Wow,
it's a tattoo.
Jay just walked in with no shirt. And a tiger drawn on his back.
Jay wanted an excuse to walk in shirtless.
Jay, is that one of the stays on for a while? See if I can
do a little better.
Woods is going to get a tattoo on his butt now.
Oh, gross.
Woods is guaranteed. Woods will come in with no shirt on.
Yeah, oh, it'll be on his belly.
Jay did it. Woods doing it.
Guaranteed.
Woods has to get it just one level.
He has to always take it one
topper.
Louder.
Topper.
Try shaving it, buddy.
Shave.
Yeah, give it a try. If it doesn't look right, then
it grows back.
Works something else out.
M1 Clint from Solana Beach.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, so I had a quick question. I've been trying to go out with this girl for the last couple of months. I did the whole let's be friends first approach.
Mm-hmm.
But in that time, she's actually found two other guys to go out with. And I don't want to be the kind of guy to say, like, well, hey, you know, I've been here the whole time. Why don't you just go out with me? But it's really hard for me to kind of show my emotions. But I just wanted to, like, she just broke up with her boyfriend a few weeks ago. And I just wanted to ask, when is a good time for me to kind of, like, tell her that? Like,
how long have you been friends with her?
We've known, like, of each other, like, since high school, so a few years. But we haven't started, like, hanging out, becoming good friends until this year, so a couple months ago.
Hmm.
So So she recently broke up with her boyfriend, and I was just wanted to, like...
Sienna has a look on her face like she doesn't want to break your heart.
I know. Dude, I'm sorry, but I just... There's a window sometimes, and if you don't act on it, you know, you're going to get put in the friend zone. And I hope that didn't happen, you know? But sometimes it does. Like, you... I would just watch how she acts towards you. If she's flirtatious at all, maybe give her a glass of wine next time you go out, see what she does.
I would say be really patient, supportive friend. And if she wants to come to you, let her come to you, but don't have expectations.
Yeah, if she wants to date you and you guys have known of each other this long, she would have dated you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what
we're
saying. Yeah, I agree. I think she would have, even if he was just trying to be friends with her and she was into him, she would have done something or went for it somehow. I think he's probably already in the friend zone at
this
point.
Once you're there.
You sound so sweet. Well, my sister's single.
Yeah. And it can sometimes turn around, but right now, after a breakup's never a good... I don't care if you've never met the girl. It's never a good time to swoop in.
No.
But she's got two other guys already.
Yeah.
But if you're really into this girl, I mean, I hate seeing people just not say anything.
Does she know at all? Does she have, like, an inkling? Have you tried to...
Yeah, don't say it now if she just broke up, but maybe, like, a couple months down the road.
Does she have any idea?
Yeah.
Does she have any idea what...
That you have feelings?
Of course.
Woods got a tramp
stamp. That could not get better.
Woods got a butterfly tramp stamp.
Thank you for the call. Woods just got a tramp stamp.
Wow. You are a clown.
Oh, my God. I love that.
It's a butterfly. It's a butterfly.
Are you serious?
He looks ridiculous.
That's going to be a bullseye.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
What does it say?
God bless
them. Princess.
Princess. Yes. There you go.
I have a friend that has one.
That's really cute.
Wow.
Yeah, but we will not speak of his tramp stamp because
He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it when we talk about it.
I don't want to embarrass my friend.
That's right.
Juan.
Let's see.
Juan Vinder.
Spanish, German.
There you go.
Yeah.
KBCT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital on FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m.
We've been broadcasting now for 7 hours. This is our 7th hour on the air. And so we only have 21 hours left.
Yeah, just three times the amount of what we just did.
Yeah. That's right. And then we'll be all done. So let's look at it that way. Ladies, thank you very much. Thank you very much to Jennifer. And thank you very much to Andrea. Jennifer, do you want to give out the information for the deal that you do one more time?
Yes, thank you. www.notetoyoulittlesis, and it's LILSIS.com.
Very cool.
Thank you.
You bet. We have a couple of auction items that we would like to add to our auctions that you can find online. We now have an LT signed football. We have a LaDainian Tomlinson signed football. Now, that is currently, that is currently $200. The starting bid for that is $200. So if you'd like to bid on that, the Drew Brees signed jersey starts at $1,000. The Drew Brees signed and framed jersey starts at $1,000. Also, we have a bid now for the for the dinner with us. You can come in, have dinner with us at my house, and it's with the entire crew: me, Woods, LOB, Jay, and Sienna, and that starts at $1,500. And it's for four people. So you get you and some of your friends together.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's petrifying.
Your face paint?
Yeah, look. Yellow eyelids.
I am thrilled by you. I really am. You're a very funny person.
Wow. Something.
You have black lipstick on.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
It burns.
It burns?
It kind of burns my skin. I have very sensitive skin. You know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that.
Blue face paint.
Yep.
Oh, look. Another little, they added a little more.
No one to try to make you happy.
He's trying to make.
Are you? You have to do it now.
Yeah, do I? What am I going to be?
A lion. Remember?
I'm going to be a lion.
She has such good stuff out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give you a little Mikey show.